This is KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon, and I am on the line right now with Stacy Hammer, a registered dietitian and diabetes coordinator with the Lower Sioux Indian Community, and with Scott Kiefer from Blue Cross. And the reason is because the Lower Sioux Indian Community in Morton is changing the narrative around Native American health disparities by encouraging nutrition changes and healthy lifestyle activities. And so, Stacy, we'll just sort of, could you sort of give us an overview of what this is all about?
Yes. Thank you, Josh. For us here in our community, and I think in the majority of Native communities across the nation, you know, all we hear about is the health disparities that Native Americans experience. I know when I was in college, whenever they would talk about high rates of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, Native Americans were always on the top of that list. So it's, and we hear that in our communities. So a lot of people feel very defeated. So we're trying to really, like you mentioned, change that narrative that we are a resilient people, and we are still here, and we are working really hard to, you know, kind of go back to our, you know, what our ancestors were, the diet, the exercise, the lifestyle that we used to have. You know, when commodity foods came into play, when we were placed on reservations, you know, we were given a lot of things that we weren't typically eating, you know, fattier meat, flour. We never had flour before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our diet changed drastically, and we weren't gathering and hunting any longer either, so we lost that physical activity aspect. So, you know, over a few generations, that kind of had a large impact on our bodies and how we eat and how we look at food. So in our community and a lot of communities across the nation, there's been a huge movement now to try to go back to our indigenous diets. You know, not necessarily like, are we going to be able to start hunting buffalo? No, but, you know, can we look at incorporating more leaner meats into our diets, looking at things that are more local to our area, like root vegetables and berries and things like that, and really trying to get away from the processed foods. And at the same time, going back to some of our, you know, more traditional ways of exercise. You know, running is a big part of a lot of Native American cultures. We have lacrosse out here now, too. So, you know, we're really starting to teach our youth and actually teach and educate our adults of these lifestyles that we're a part of, you know, our everyday lives as Indian people.
Specifically, does having the Lower Sioux Health Care Center out there now, within the past year or two, is that part of the program?
Yeah, I think having, you know, access to health care here right on our reservation has made an impact. And I think also we are housed within, community health is housed within our clinic as well as our dental. So under one roof, we have a lot of different you know, health professionals working all together, which is really, I think, really makes a huge difference. So, you know, our community health staff are working side by side with our providers and, you know, our staff here in the clinic. And I'm kind of in a unique role in that, you know, I am a provider as a dietitian, so I see patients for medical nutrition therapy. But at the same time, I'm working out in the community providing nutrition education through different types of programs. You know, for instance, I do a monthly diabetes bingo. I offer grocery store tours. So just really embedding community into, you know, every part of healthcare here in our community. Like, for instance, we swapped out our vending machines in our recreation center and our community center so that 75% of the types of foods and beverages that are offered in there are considered part of the Smart Snack Guidelines through the USDA. So that our kids are, when they get off the bus and they go to the rec center, they're not seeing only unhealthy options. They're seeing some options that are a little bit healthier for them. And so hopefully over time, you know, we can really normalize that healthy eating in our community. And other programming here, too, with physical activity, you know, in our rec center, we have so many activities going on. Like I mentioned, we have lacrosse. You know, the kids get off the bus, there's the gym, they play basketball, we have taekwondo. You know, we have a lot of these different things where our kids are a lot more active than I think they used to be. And again, you know, looking at what they're having after they get off that bus, and, you know, healthy snacks when they come into the rec center too. So we've been embedding a lot of healthier practices through policy changes here in our community, and that policy change is continuing right now. We're now developing guidelines for our staff so that whenever we host any type of gathering that has our community members coming, anything funded through the tribe, we'll have to follow these healthy eating guidelines.
Okay, the enthusiasm that the community is sort of embracing the programs with, is that one reason that you were recently honored with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota Trailblazer recognition? Maybe Scott?
Absolutely. Thank you, Joshua, and it's a pleasure to be with you and Stacy, and kudos to Stacy and the Lower Sioux Indian community for your efforts to endeavor on behavioral change and really meet the local community where health happens. That for us is a real priority, to get out into greater Minnesota and to recognize locally driven initiatives and efforts to really meet people where they are. That's what the Trailblazer Initiative is all about. So we're really excited about what the Lower Sioux Indian community has been able to achieve, really, quite frankly, in a very short period of time with this effort and their health center, et cetera.
How did the Lower Sioux Indian community's efforts come to Blue Cross Blue Shield's attention?
Great question. And we've been moving on this Trailblazer Initiative across the entire state of Minnesota. One thing that's really important to us is, I think we believe Minnesota's only true statewide health plan. You know, we provide services and health insurance in every county in the state of Minnesota. We want to highlight locally initiated initiatives to improve people's health because, as I said, we know that health happens in local communities. So we've actually been doing a lot of outreach to look for initiatives like what the Lower Sioux Indian community has been able to do.
I think for us, you know, when we sit back and actually, you know, get recognized for some, for our work, we're really excited to see that it's getting recognized. Because I think when you're in the middle of it all, you don't realize really what you're doing because it's just day to day, and you've got your tasks list every day. So it's really encouraging and great, especially for our community. You know, we're such a small community out here to be recognized. So I think our community members have really recognized or has seen and heard that, you know, our efforts here are making it outside of our community, you know, and it's really encouraging to them, I think, too, to hear that some positive stories finally coming out of our community rather than, you know, some of the disparities that they're constantly hearing about. So I think, you know, this work also has that type of impact. And, you know, again, you know, change obviously takes time. So I can't imagine 5 years ago when I started here as a dietitian just saying, hey, we need to make some policy changes. Let's get this going. You know, it's something that it really took time. I think back to when I first started, and it was, you know, it was really a slow process because I was the first dietitian ever here. So, you know, it was a really slow process of just kind of starting to have that conversation about food choices and better access. Well, we may have a Walmart in town and we have a local grocery store. You know, what are the choices that we're making when we walk into those stores and our C-store as well? You know, are we looking at some healthier options that we're making more accessible to our community members? And also the education piece is huge. You know, I've been really working on helping people make those choices because there's a lot of discrepancies and misinformation out there about foods and you know, healthier foods. And a lot of these processed foods are, you know, they put things, claims on the front of those boxes that say how healthy they are when all reality it's not. So it's really helping our community members and helping the public in general kind of make it through this crazy maze of food choices. One other item I wanted to mention that we're going to be doing in our C store here, our convenience store on the reservation, is placing we have a Healthy Generations campaign going on right now too that has all those you know, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco prevention kind of intertwined together through different activities, and we've created our own logo with that. So we're planning on making those into stickers, talking with our C store manager and asking him to maybe carry certain healthier options, maybe placing those at the front of the stores at the checkouts, and some of the processed snacks, you know, having maybe some of the healthier versions of those and placing stickers on that. So again, making it easier for people to make the better choice.
That was Scott Kiefer from Blue Cross, and we were also talking with Stacy Hammer, the registered dietitian and diabetes coordinator for the Lower Sioux Indian community. Thank you.